Tango Mobile. GR. On the road again. Hey, Tom. How are you and Bernice doing this warm day?
It's disgusting out there. Jeez. I just come in, and it just, oh. Oh, we're doing fine. Bernice, she been making a strawberry pie when I left. I don't know what she's making now. I see 4 or 5 eggs in a great big mixing bowl. What are you up to, Mom? Pumpkin bread. It's your hobby, Rusty, and I reflect that, or I resemble that. Shoot. How's your day going?
Oh, not bad. I went to Office Depot to look for 2 items, and when I got there, I could only remember 1 of them, which was the main item I went for, looking for some envelopes. And I, for the life of me, can't remember what the other item I was looking for. So I walked around inside there to see if I could see something that would jog the memory. Didn't work, so, you know, I'm on the way back to the house. Had to go to the post office, drop off a bunch of QSL cards, and had 5 more in the mail today. So they're all nothing exotic or anything. They're just mainly stateside for the Century Club. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing. I think I ought to come over and visit your house, at least for a little taste of that strawberry pie. Can't eat the pumpkin bread, but the strawberry pie would sure taste good, you know?
Well, you see, under the rules of engagement, we're social distancing, and I know you're not social.
It's fine. You just hand me the plate with a piece of strawberry pie on it, and I can sit 6 feet away.
I knew you'd come up with something. I just turned on gun smoke, and the mail went right after I come in from outside, naturally. I bought me a piece of 3/4-inch thin wall and an elbow, a factory L. I'm going to stick it in the top of this stump of the tree that I had cut off to hold up the RG8 wire going to the super loop. Because I don't have a tree there anymore with eye bolts in it. And I bought some bifenthrin down at the bookstore. They're on 101. What's the name of it? It's not Killer or something or others, but you know what it is. Just off of Wade Hampton. And they're nice people. And that Talstar's phenomenal. I spray it, do-it-yourself pest control. I spray it around the garage door because there's a light up there. Man, you'll see the beetles the next day. And I spray it around the porch lights and all the parameters of things where I don't want the little critters.
Like me, when I'm treating outside and everything, I do my own and get stuff. And if I'd have gotten up moving a little bit earlier this morning, of course, that would have precluded me going to bed at 2:30 this morning. If I'd have gotten up a little bit earlier, I'd have gotten out and been out with the weed killer a little bit earlier this morning. So I've got some places I need to spray. And once it gets up to this time of day, forget it. I'm not going to go out there and mix up some and go walking around the yard and try to spray. It's just too blooming hot out there. And my car temperature says it's 84, but it's supposed to get much warmer than that before the day's over. Of course, it hasn't adjusted itself yet. It sometimes takes a little while. But anyway, and all, did you make any contacts for field day? I didn't.
Negative, Rusty. I was going to and was set up for it, but I couldn't get the... I clicked on the software and it just... I couldn't get it figured out, but at any rate, it was my own fault, and we had worked outside until darn near 8 o'clock that day, off and on, and I was just pooped, and so I don't know, I never did care anything for contesting, and that's sort of like contesting, but it sure sounded like they had a wonderful field day with a lot of good guys and, you know, a lot of contacts, and I'm happy for the fellas that enjoy that. I never have been too much on that. We normally took up something to Robinson Lake for the dinner. Bernice would make something, like lasagna or whatever, but this year we didn't due to the fact we just didn't want to be around a whole lot of people.
didn't get involved with it over there. I was going to do it from the house, but I got something I ate for lunch Saturday afternoon just got me all sick, and I got real bad, and I got something clear, and then I sat down in my chair about 15 after 4. The next thing I knew, it was 8:15 at night, and I still wasn't feeling real well, so I didn't get on the air for that, and then church yesterday morning because I was part of the service. All the things going on, so I just never did get on the air, and everything I had called a net for the Century Club that I belong to, about a 1:15 net, and then we run into a couple of asses who came on from out there in Texas about right at 2 o'clock and wanted to know what the so-and-so we were doing, holding a net on field day, and that we were on their frequency, and it was owned by them, and they were, their so-and-so was at FCC, and he owned the frequency, and he could take it any time, and, he got into a shouting match with one of the guys who was helping me relay on the net, and about that time, I was going to close it down right around 2 o'clock anyway, but I held on to at least 10 after 2 just to tick these guys off, because I wasn't going to let them run me off, but by this time, all my check-ins had checked out, so I did my thing, closed up the net, and went on about my business, you know, W2T Mobile.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on that. Number one, they don't own the frequency, and I don't blame you for that. Number two, I would think that maybe they should preclude the nets on field day. It might not be a bad idea, but if it isn't that way, then you had a perfect right to be there, and I don't blame you. And I don't know if you got your little amp going or not, but that's the way my blind fella that was a friend up in Kansas did. When he was running the nets up in Kansas, he just flipped that switch and keep on going.
I had flipped the switch, and the net actually started at 1 o'clock, so it was before field day actually started. And I knew that about 2 o'clock when field day rolled up, it was going to end up pretty much going away. And I had planned to quit about that time anyhow. But now, our normal frequency, which is 20 meters, was 14,315. There was somebody camped on 316 going having a cuss over somebody, and they were just too loud for me to try to get on 15. So I moved up and down the band for about 10 minutes until I found 313 clear. And I threw out, made a call, see if the frequency was in use, made two calls for that, and no response. So I went to work and started the net at about 12:45 to take pre-net check-ins, and then the net started at 1, and I had, you know, about 25 people check in from all over the United States, and everything was going along fine, and then the guy that was helping me relay, because he had a beam, he could turn to the West Coast. I didn't have that capability. So, once it was all done, said and done with, you know, I closed down the net and went about my business and all. So, anyway, I'm going to be glad to get back to the house here in a few minutes. And all. Just running around out here today is you know, putting the damper on me.
Hello, W2T. It is just too hot for us fathers against radical teenagers, old fathers against radical teenagers. And it's dangerous, Rusty. So I went out and tended the chickens and fed them and watered them early. And I'll just go out and gather eggs here in about another hour and a half. And that's about the size of it until it gets towards evening. I just won't take the chance. It starts getting nitroglycerin time if I spend any time out there. I do need to mow grass, however. You know, my lawnmower, I'd had it for about 3 years, and I never checked it. Amy, my daughter, said, "Dad, you're cutting that fescue too close." So I said, "How do you know?" She took her finger and measured it. Well, she used to own her and her husband, lawn doctor Greer, when she was laid off one time. So I thought, well, I better check that. And I knew readjusting those decks could be a booger. But this one turned out to be pretty easy, and it's got a hydraulic lift on it. And I was surprised how easy it was. But, you know, that thing was like, oh, 2.5 inches when it was saying 3.5 inches. It might have been 2.25. And I mowed it 3.5 in the spring, 4 in the summer, because fescue don't like heat. And I was actually mowing at about 2.5 inches, which is way too short for fescue. It's okay for Bermuda, but not that. So I was amazed that the factory would let one out that wasn't adjusted in the first place, but they didn't. And it was a John Deere.
You good? And my neighbor across the street, I woke up this morning, and my neighbor across the street was out there mowing his grass already. It seems like he mows his every week. I mean, he was out there last Monday mowing grass, but he got half his yard done today and got started on the other half, and I imagine he'll finish it up in the morning and everything. Well, Tom, I am back here at the house, and I think I'm going to go inside where it's a whole lot cooler inside than it is outside. You have a good one, you and Bernice, and one of these days I'll get to see you again. And maybe we can sit down and have a cup of coffee or something somewhere. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, looking forward to that. I'm sick of this crap, this COVID crap. Pardon my language, but I'm just sick of it. And it makes me a cranky old man, which I probably am anyway. But you take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you down the line. W2T and 0TR here in the air conditioning.